The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. Companies to watch.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on The Breakfast Huddle. Well, if you like shopping at factory outlet stores, then you might relate to this concept for this REIT we have under the spotlight. We are taking a look at Sesa REIT, which is the first outlet retail mall REIT in Asia with its portfolio of four malls in China. So this REIT was listed last year in March, and this year in the first quarter was named as the best performing REIT on SGX with a return of 25%. So what lies ahead for Sesa REIT this year? Let's find out more from Anthony Ang. He is the CEO of Sesa REIT. Anthony, welcome back to the studio.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, Anthony, help us to paint this picture. Some people might not have gone to an outlet mall, have not been to China to see these malls. What can they expect when they enter one of these malls?
Well, I think most of us would have visited outlet mall in our travel. But outlet mall, by definition, essentially outlet sells branded products that are out of season or past season, usually 6 to 12 months. And they're sold at a big discount, usually more than 50% or as much as 80 to 90% when they are special promotion. This compared to full price stores. So it's value for money or bargain purchases of branded goods. They're usually, of course, located away from the town area where rentals are lower. Traditional shopping actually sells a broad range of products at full price. They, of course, have the discount from time to time.
Okay, for a list of brands right in front of you, you're looking at, give us a few names.
In the Sesa REIT, because it's in China, of course, it has an international brand as well as a local brand. So the international brand are the usual suspect, you know, people like Coach, people like Michael Kors.
Sounds like you can do a lot of your own shopping there, Anthony.
Yes.
So just trying to imagine the size of this as well. What type of scale are you talking about?
Actually, the Sesa Mall particularly are huge. You're talking about 1 million to 2 million square feet kind of size, Suntec size. That's partly because our model is quite unique. We have lifestyle activity on top of outlet shopping.
So you have facilities for attracting potential shoppers to go to the outlet malls. So what type of events or facilities are we talking about?
Sesa has this unique business model called 1 plus N. Essentially, N refers to 1, it refers to the basic value for money purchases that one can do at outlet mall, but N refers to a variety of lifestyle shop activity that we actually introduce into our mall. We have activity for children, education, sports, and farm activity. Farm referring to, you know,
so a bit of everything
market
for everyone.
Yes. This will make it really, really a destination, not just for outlet shopping, but also for lifestyle.
Okay, Anthony, so we had you back last year on the show, and it was pre-IPO, and in that 1 year, you've been named the best performing REIT for Q1 in 2019. But understand your context with the IPO price. It was at 80 cents, and then it hit a low of 65 cents. So you did see investors a bit jittery around your REIT, and they seem to have been selling it off last year. And then now it's recovered to around the same level where it was for IPO. What has been happening to your stock price? Can you walk us through the financial performance in the past few quarters?
As Ryan, you mentioned, we are the first listed outlet mall REIT in Asia. So it's new. Secondly, it is the assets are in China. So investors initially needed some time to get to know us. And as a new REIT, investors, initially, especially last year, you know, the environment wasn't very positive. So price actually tracked the SDI and then fell. But we were patient. And as we outperformed consistently, and our distributed income, for example, was 12.6% higher than projection for our financial year 2018. So investors started to see Sesa REIT as an undervalued gem and supported us very actively. And hence, for this year, we continue to outperform in our first quarter results. And our year-to-date total return, I believe, is over 30%, making us the first, the top performing REIT in Singapore.
Okay, we are chatting with Anthony Ang. He is the CEO for Sesa REIT. So Anthony, one of the things that people want to know is what's going to be happening going forward. And one of the things that is on the, I guess, radar is what's happening to the currency. So one of the risks that people go into this might be, I guess, how the REIT books its revenue, which is in yuan. And we all have been hearing about how the yuan has been weakening, potentially breaking past 7 soon. What does this mean for investors in Singapore who are receiving their returns or distributions in the Sing dollar?
Like all REITs that are exposed to foreign currency, we do have our hedging policy. So we hedge our distribution regularly. That's one. Secondly, I think in terms of the yen, actually the yen and the Sing dollar, they vary within a band. So we also monitor that closely and take our hedging position carefully as well.
Okay, and you have an interesting relationship with your tenants because of the different way you manage them. This is a unique rental agreement with an EMA model. Walk us through how this benefits investors.
Okay, this is actually one of the problems that we had earlier because people didn't understand our model. Yes, you're right, exactly right, Ryan. Basically, we don't charge rent. We collect a commission on their sales. So what it means is that unlike traditional REIT, if you like, you know, their relationship with the tenants are, if you like, an adversary in the sense that the REIT want to increase rent, but of course the tenant don't want rent to be increased. In our case, we don't do that. We actually work together because our interests are completely aligned. They do well, we do well, and we don't collect any rent or accept commission on their sales from ranging from 10 to 16%. That's how we collect our rent. The other thing about the REIT is that the REIT income is what we call the EMA income model. It's quite unique. In order to make sure that the income is stable, we had the income that's at inception, you know, determined to provide 7.5% IPO price at that time. So this income level, we have 70% of it fixed, and this 70% grow at 3% over the period of 10 years of the EMA contract. And the other 30% is linked to the sale of the mall. Mm-hmm. So in that way, investors are exposed to the growth of the business. So when you have a income model like this, essentially, it over the period of the contract, it will actually assure us, provided, of course, the industry continues to grow strongly, as forecasted by market research, that we will actually have an income growth of 8 to 10% over 10 years, every year. And that probably can translate to DPU growth every year about 4 to 5% as the industry continues to grow.
Okay, and then you touched on one important point. So just to wrap things up, you mentioned industry continues to grow. That is one important factor. So what is the state of the industry now? Because you have things like e-commerce, and if outlet malls is such a great business, you might have the bigger players muscling in on this. What's your outlook with all this in the background?
Actually, there are 2 points here. One is the outlet industry in China is actually quite young, 12 years old, compared to the USA, 40, 50 years old. So the China outlet business is ramping up, growing very quickly, 25% a year. So that's one, and it's forecasted to continue growing very strongly and will actually exceed the US industry by in about 11 years. So that's a fast-growing, very, very fast-growing business. That's the industry we are in. In terms of competition, in other countries, you can see that the players, they're usually, this is an industry that's fairly, there's a fair bit of barrier to entry. In China, there are about four or five top players. We are the number one player with the largest number of malls today. We have 10 malls, four of which is in our reach. We are focused only on outlet, whereas the other players are state-owned company. They are in the real estate or traditional retail, and therefore they are not as focused. And we also have a very unique model of, as I mentioned, you know, commission-based rental or sales-based rental, as well as this lifestyle activity that actually differentiate us very much from our competitor. So in that sense, we are actually a very unique player, and we expect ourselves to be continuing to do very well and in the industry in China. As I mentioned, growing very fast.
All right, Anthony, thank you so much for your time this morning. Of course, Cecil Reed is currently trading at 80 cents right now. And out of the three analysts that are tracking it, all have a buy rating for an average target price of 93 cents. So we've been chatting with Anthony Ang. He is the CEO of Cecil Reed. Thank you so much, Anthony.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.